Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Yes, time to catch up with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram, for the Trial Files. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, going well, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing if you've got a few diamonds in the rough when we see the Stars head to Sydney and a few of the unheralded horses come through these trials. It's when you generally find a little bit of value. So where are we kicking off the Trial Files?
Well, it's a really good set. It's Cranston Dice Rolls, a six-year-old ex-Hong Kong, now with the Nick Ryan stable. He was a four-time winner over there, and he's improved on his recent jump outs. He had a lovely trial there. I think he's certainly all to follow. In Heat 2, Bumper Blast is a really talented galloper, as we know, for the Robert Hitmock stable. Appears to have improved over his break. He had an excellent jump out, and then he savaged the line here in his trial against some quality opposition, including the likes of Rubisaki from the Paddy Payne stable, who I thought went terrific. I reckon Joe O'Neill will be wrapped with that. That horse picked up very quickly in the straight. I think both those horses can be followed, Bumper Blast and Rubisaki.
I think we get to see Rubisaki in action on day two next week of the championships. And the mail is from Jo O'Neill that she has come back brilliantly. So looking forward to seeing her and Bumper Blaster in action. Heat 8, there's one that we want to follow as well.
Yeah, award winner, three-year-old filly from the Anthony and Sam Friedman stable. We haven't seen this girl for 41 weeks. She was a really promising debut winner at Bendigo, and she's had a long time off, and she unleashed a powerful sprint in an easy trial win here, albeit under restraint from the rider. So the stable look to have her spot on for her return to the races. So keep an eye on award winner.
Okay, Don't Tell the Boss is another one that caught your eye.
Yeah, really good mare for the Griffiths, the Cox stable. She bombed the start, but gee, she poked through the gaps in the straight and shot away for an easy win. She was a really good first up winner last preparation. She appears to have come back in good style, and I think she can repeat the effort upon resuming.
Head to Sandown, and there's an interesting ex-Kiwi here in the Lloyd Kennewell stable that you are keen to follow.
Yeah, Fangio and Heat 6, the three-year-old. He's now in the Aussie Kerr ownership colours there. He ran third on debut in New Zealand before being shipped to Australia, and it was a brilliant jump out here. He set off with good speed. He relaxed into a nice rhythm, and he's a big, strong son of contributor, and he showed a neat turn of foot there to pick up the runaway leader. So he potentially has improved since crossing the ditch, and I think he's one for the black book.
All right, we'll follow that ex-Kiwi called Fangio when it makes its Aussie debut. What about at Terang?
Yeah, we've got three horses, I think, potentially heading towards the May Carnival there at Warrnambool. In Heat 4, Dinger, the four-year-old gelding trained by the informed Simon Wild stable, and no doubt setting up for return at the May Carnival there. He hasn't been seen for 40 weeks, but he showed tremendous speed in his seat. Just eased up late there to finish second. He had plenty more to give. And in Heat 5, Tadeus, I think it is, a lightly raced three-year-old colt. He's won two or three starts for trainers Lindsay Smith and another perhaps gearing towards the May Carnival. He was held together throughout there, and he was just given some rein late, and he quickened up, as you'd expect, for a promising horse. So he won that heat narrowly, and I think he's certainly a horse to follow.
No doubt. And you've got another one to follow at the Bull.
Yeah, Paul's Regret in Heat 7, a mare racing in terrific form this prep. Back-to-back placings in Group 3 races for local trainer Paul Chow. A potential Wongoom handicap horse, I would have thought, Michael. She's had a nice little freshen up and she looks superb. She just railed up in this heat. The rider sat quiet. So there's three horses that I think we can follow towards the May Carnival in 3 weeks' time.
All right, and where do we go to get some money this weekend? Have you got any? You're a Thursday specialist usually. Is there something you like today?
Well, unfortunately, there's no specials this week, but there's a couple of each-way chances. One tonight at Pakenham, race 6, number 1, Chevrolet, the Mick Kent stable. I think he's come back much better this time in. And I've noticed with Mick Kent stable, his horses are much more forward since he's returned to racing after that little hiatus. So keep an eye on that one. It's about $7, $8 there each way.
$8.50,
there you go. And tomorrow night at Cranbourne, there's two horses I want to touch on in race 7. Number 2, He's a Gold Digger. He's first up for the Lisa Enright stable. Had a terrific jump out at Willamai recently. And one down the bottom that might catch punters off guard is, I think it's Eau Claude, which is French for hot water. And the horse was called Hot Water originally with the Warren and Crongold stable. And I was mooted to head to Hong Kong, but a change of plans there. And he's come up off a nice jump out at Mornington recently, so I think he'll be hard to beat also.
All right. So O Chord is a $5 chance, and it's been spec'd from 750, and He's a Gold Digger is a 750 chance first up tomorrow night as well. So a bit of value from the Bald Eagle this week.
A little bit. Hopefully we get something out of it.
Good luck, Glenn.
Good on you, Michael. Cheers.